This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي. اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك. اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وأجرنا من النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. All praise due to Allah رب العالمين for His blessing, for His mercy, for His forgiveness, and for His provision, the risk that we have been receiving every day from Allah. He, Allah, is the provider for all of us. Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we all are aware that Ramadan is going to leave us, and we are going to leave Ramadan too. But Ramadan will come again, inshallah, every year. So it's very important for all the Muslim brothers and sisters to maximize whatever good thing that you want to do before the end of this Ramadan. This is very important. The opportunity that Allah has given us in Ramadan is something that you cannot get it outside of Ramadan. Look at one of the simple saying of our beloved Prophet Muhammad SAW. إِذَا دَقْلَ رَمَضَانِ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ غُلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمِ سُلْسِلَتْ الشَّيَاطِينِ. Prophet Muhammad SAW, as the last messenger of Allah, was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us, to guide us, to do what is the best for all of us in this life and to our hereafter, inshallah. He said, when Ramadan come in, the gate and the door of Jahannam is closed. Meaning, if anybody pass away in this month while fasting, and they are still praying and fasting, it's a sign that they'll go to paradise. Allahu Akbar. We know there are some family members, friends who pass away. May Allah grant him or grant them paradise. Ameen. And also when Ramadan comes in, the gate of Jahannam is closed. Yeah? Gate of paradise is open for those who want to go to paradise, of course. And the Prophet ﷺ continued by saying, all the jinn, the real, the pure shaitan that was disturbing all of us, dividing all of us, create a lot of unrest among all of us, create fitna among us, they were chained by Allah. Allah have chained them that they can't disturb us anymore. But because we have been entertaining the Satan for 11 months, so whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you realize we are representing the Satan when we do bad thing in Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to have this understanding and try our best to grab the opportunity that is left behind. We may fast until the next Saturday, this coming Saturday, then Ramadan end. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the companions, they are very, very sad when Ramadan is going to end, because it's not easy to get this special blessing. All the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent by Allah, and they also have to fast to get closer to Allah. Ramadan should make us a stronger Muslim. If you want to say you become a super Muslim, you can, of course. It's up to us. Super kind, super mercy, super good. Yeah? That means you always like to go to the maximum if you are able to do so. Now, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent by Allah Rabbul Alamin, is here to remind us how to end our Ramadan. Ending of Ramadan is not just the ending of fasting, but it is the beginning of our great jihad for the 11th month to come. Meaning we are preparing ourselves to face the 11th month to come. Now let us go back to the book. If I'm not wrong, today we'll be on page what? Anybody remember? Are we in 75 today? Yeah? 77. What is the subtitle of 77? Their trial and difficulties. In our life, brothers and sisters, all of us will be tested. But normally we thought, why Allah want to test us? Why Allah want to make life difficult for us? We thought that the trial that we've gone through is great, is too big. But we forget that the trial of all the prophets are greater than all of us. Now it become bigger and it become more difficult when we love dunya more than akhirah. The Prophet ﷺ did also remind us, if you want to make prayer, you ask Allah to make you feel more important for your akhirah than your dunya. This is important. Because when you love dunya, and dunya is temporarily, dunya is not going to be with us always. Just look at the happiness that we have in this dunya, the health that we have, the money that we have. Suddenly when we have the economy inflation, financial inflation, you have the same amount but the value have dropped. Yeah. $1 maybe before, you exchange with Malaysian ringgit. Now $1 now is equivalent to how many Malaysian ringgit? 4. It's the same money. But when the barca is no more there, it drops. That means half, 50% of the value have gone. Trial is part of Allah's sunnatullah. Trial is a sunnatullah. Trial is some of the fitrah that nobody can escape. In one of the ayah, Allah said, "Ahasiban nas an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun." Do people think that after they say, "I am a believer," I will just accept what they say? No. I will not confirm their iman until I put them through a trial, a test. We saw in the above hadith, if you look back in the hadith before this title, إِنَّكَ ذَلِكَ يُشَدَّدُ عَلَيْنَا الْبَلَاءُ وَيُضَاعَفُ لَنَا الْأَجْرُ. We, the prophets, not only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all prophets are like this. Trial are made harder for us, and our rewards are multiplied. So each time when Allah put us to a trial, it's not just to make life difficult, but it's an upgrading, yeah, for all of us. You just have to have patience. And that's why Allah said, "Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin." Allah is very close with those who have sabr. But most of us want everything fast. And that's why you have all the fast food today. And then you also have the fast, you know, sickness. Everything come very fast today. Because that's what we want. We saw in the above hadith of Abu Sa'id Al-Qudri that the Prophet were tried harder than a common people. In another report, Abu Sa'id asked, "O Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who among the people are tried the hardest?" So Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Ashadun nas bala'ul al-anbiya, thumma al-ulama, thumma al-salihun." Allahu Akbar. How true the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those most severely tried among the people, number one, prophets. Because a prophet is like one man to face the whole community. It's like the movie, the old movie talk about Hercules. And while our time you have the movie Hercules, today Spider-Man, today you have Superman, all the super. Before you don't have this super, you have Hercules, Samson. Just one man, and he's going to come and destroy the whole empire. The arrogant leader just had to face one man. They reflect the muscle. They pull down the palace. They come and destroy their kingdom. But we know prophets, they are very, very different. Then the ulama, the second group of people that were tested by Allah, is scholars. It's not easy to be a scholar. All the great scholars known to all of us, like Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Hanbali, they were offered by the authority at their time to hold the most important post as an advisor to the leader. Why they were offered this post? Because of the knowledge that they have. Because of the knowledge. They need people who have knowledge to be close to them. But some leaders are very, very wise. Harun al-Rashid, one of the leaders, he gets a scholar, but he gives the scholar the right and honor. The scholar have all the right to say what is right, and have all the right to tell him what is wrong. The scholar must fear Allah more than anyone else. Then he can become a good scholar and he can help the leaders. But majority of the leaders, they want the scholar to be on their side. So when you become my right-hand man, what they will do, you do what I want you to do. You say what I want you to say. So when they offer this post to all these great scholars, all the great scholars rejected this post. Why they reject this post? It's an honor. They become the advisor for their leaders. King, emperor, president. But why they reject? They honor us because of the knowledge. But what is knowledge if I cannot say what I know? It defeats the purpose of the knowledge that I have. Allah did say to those who have knowledge, "Inna ladina yaktumuna ma anzalallah minal kitab wa yashtaruna bihi thamanan qalila ulaika ma yakuluna fi mutunihim illa an-nar wa la yukallimullahu yawmal qiyamah wa la yuzakkihim wa lahum azabun alim." Allah gave a very strong warning for people who have knowledge, who hide the truth. Because of what? Because of dunya. They know what is right. What Allah said in the book, they know. But because those who are in a higher authority do not want them to make any comment about, don't talk about that. Silent on that. And they follow. So the public was misguided because of them. The public trust this scholar. But the scholar are not doing what they should do. They try to please their bosses. At the end of the day, Allah said, you do this because of what? Why do they do this, brothers and sisters? Why do the most of the scholars dare not speak out? Why? Why? Fear of what? Fear of losing what? Dunya. I give you a car, very comfortable car. I give you a driver. I give you good salary, big office. I give you all the dunya. And they buy over this color. That's why there was a saying. I did quote this saying before, but I like to recall this because it's good. When I ask some of this scholar, why can't we speak the truth? The public, they are looking for the truth. They are hungry for the truth. Why can't we just tell them what is right is right, what is wrong is wrong? That's all. We are not saying they are wrong. We are not saying anything about it. We are just telling what is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. What is halal, what is haram, that's all. Whoever follow, alhamdulillah. Whoever do not follow, we keep on praying and guiding and coach them and tell them, remind them. One day we hope they will call, inshallah. They will respond. They said to me, in Bahasa, I share in Bahasa. Bahasa have sometimes the way they organize the sentence, it sounds better. They said, kalau apa-apa yang keluar dari mulut itu betul, masuk ke mulut tak betul. Kalau keluar dari mulut tak betul, masuk mulut betul. Can you understand this this qiyas from that? I was asking them a simple question. Why can't we scholar guide the public? Tell them what is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. Just example, we are so careful about halal and haram food. Are we careful about that? Good. We are so careful about halal and haram drink. Are we careful about haram drink? No. We don't bother about haram drink. But are we careful with haram work? Nobody talk about that. Can I work in a restaurant? I don't drink, but I serve beer. I serve liquor. You can't. Example, you cannot allow a Muslim to do something that is haram. So whoever wants to come to do haram business, you give them the license because they are right, but you must tell them you cannot employ Muslim. Example, you protect our right. It's just like you said, if you want to halal logo, you cannot sell pork. I mean, I'm sure if anybody sell pork here and then they say halal, then there will be a big problem in this country. Yeah. Just an example. Scholars, Abu Hanifa was offered, he rejected. to the extent that he was in prison. And he chose to be in the prison than to betray himself and to betray the people. Then they called his mother to talk to him. His mother went to visit Abu Hanifa. Say, what do you gain from your knowledge? You see, you suffer. Just accept the offer and then you have your freedom. He said, Mama, okay, he used his own word. Yeah? I'm just trying to use our simple word to understand. Mother love the children. They don't want to see their children go through all these suffering, pains. Yeah. But then he said, Mama, Allah honor me because of the knowledge. Allah said, I will raise the rank of the people of knowledge to a higher level than the normal people. And because of this knowledge, they offer me this post. But what is the knowledge for me if I cannot express what is right is right, what is wrong is wrong? I cannot betray my knowledge. Because of that, shoru bunmis. When you speak the truth is bitter. Qulil haq walau kana murra. The Prophet said, the truth is bitter. When you speak the truth, it's bitter. People don't like. People like you to say, okay, and that one, okay. What do you think about this? Okay. He's a good scholar, you know. If they come to a scholar, what do you think about smoking? Smoking haram. This is too much. This scholar, he is a fundamentalist. He can be next to terrorists, you know. He terrorized people. And then they keep on going to look for another sheikh and ask the sheikh the same question. What do you think? The sheikh, haram. Astaghfirullah. You know, they'll say, these all the wrong sheikh. They are not the right sheikh. They'll keep on until they hit one sheikh. Smoking is okay. This is the answer that I want. This is the right scholars. The rest, they are very judgmental. They only know haram, haram, haram. They don't know what is halal. If that is the kind of scholar you want to have, you can get it anywhere. You go to Chow Keat, Bukit Bintang, you have a lot of the scholar who say everything okay. But if you want the true scholar, you just have to prepare yourself. The caller is not here to misguide you. He's here to tell you like the Prophet. He's here to tell you what is right is right. Even they were offered by the authority. Prophet Muhammad was offered. What do you want? You want to be the leader? We appoint you to be our leader. Stop preaching. That's all we ask you. Stop preaching. You want to be the richest among us because you are a poor guy, you are not yatim, you are an orphan. We will give you all the money you want. We will do the collection for you. You don't have to do anything. The only thing we ask you, O Muhammad, stop preaching. He said, no, I am a messenger of Allah. You want to give me position? I don't need the leadership. You are a leader, carry on your leadership. He's not here to make any revolution. He's just come to invite you to be a good leader. And then you can keep on your leadership. You can keep your money. I don't need that. I'm here just to tell you what is good for you. It so happened the good is so bitter. All the medicine that we are taking every day, is it bitter or sweet? I just came back the last trip I went to Indonesia before Ramadan. I say, I'm looking for one kind of herb. Yeah. One kind of leaf. I tried when I was in Yogyakarta. It's really bitter. If you say bitter cod is bitter, no way. Bitter cod is mild. This is real hardcore bitter. I don't know how to call this herb the name because I just drank. And then I enjoy it. And they informed me in Jogja, but I don't remember. I went to Batam. I asked the jama'ah there, never mind, I will bring you to the market. we know what you are talking about. But then another group of brothers said, we produce this, put in the capsule. If you don't like to take the capsule, you just take off the capsule and the herbs, you just put into the water, hot water. Allahu Akbar. Just one small capsule. You throw the capsule, put the what you call the powder form. One capsule, small one, for one cup. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, your sugar will go away. It's very bitter. The most bitter kind of drink I've ever tasted. Yeah. I love bitter thing, but this one, one day if anybody who love want to try, I'll give you one capsule. Yeah. But you must promise me you don't throw. Yeah, you don't waste it. But this is something very valuable to me. The truth is always bitter. So just take it. Swallow it. It's good for you. The only medicine that is always sweet is what? Cough mixture. That's why you have to cough. The ulama will be tested. Abu Hanifa was tested. Imam Malik also was tested. Imam Shafi'i was tested. Imam Abu Hanifa, Ahmad Hanbali, all was tested. If you want to know the scholars, then you look at what they say. Then the others, who are the others? Salihun, the righteous people. If you want to be a righteous brother and sister, you must prepare to be tested by Allah. It's not going to come easy. You want to follow the Quran and the Sunnah, prepare. Because people is going to come after you. You are going against the norm, you are going against the current, you are going against the wave. But you are not going against Allah. That is more important. You don't go against Allah, you don't go against the Prophet. So that is what matters to the believer. Because at the end of the day, you are going to meet Allah. The one who is going to offer you the intercession is only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the rest that Allah granted them. With the will of Allah. Everything we do in life, brother and sister, always make sure you are guided from La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's all. None of us can be a Muslim without declaring Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That qualifies us to be a Muslim. Then you start to pray for La ilaha illallah, for Allah. The way you perform your prayer, Muhammad Rasulullah, you follow the way, Alhamdulillah, the prayer will be accepted. Then you fast in the month of Ramadan. Why do we fast? La ilaha illallah, because of Allah. And you follow the manners of fasting, the do and don't that the Prophet have taught us. Then your fast will be accepted. Then you are going to give zakat for the sake of Allah. Not because of the sake of anything. If you're given a choice to give or not, I think I don't want to give. If you're given a choice, I say, I better keep. This is mine. My heart earning money, this is mine. But because of Allah, I'm prepared to give. How much Allah asks us, brother and sister? 2.5. Allah give us everything, and 2.5 if He asks back for a year. 2.5. And we got headache. Thinking, I don't know how to calculate. Just 2.5, you do not know how to calculate. Why? Because of dunya. Wow, this is mine. It's under my name. You see, my name is there. We are keeper. We are all keeper. We are not owner. We are keeper. 2.5 we have problem. How much is the government tax? Yeah? 25%. Did the government give us, send rain to us? No. Allah sent down rains. Did the government give us the spirit, give life to us, give us eye, give us ear? No. Allah give us everything. And in return, he just asked 2.5%. But for the sake of Allah, we are ready. How to do Muhammad Rasulullah? It will be accepted. Like the Prophet said, if you want to give Zakat Fitrah, make sure you give up Zakat Fitrah before the Eid prayer. If you bypass Eid prayer, khalas, no more Zakat Fitrah. It's a normal sadaqah, khalas. You commit a sin. Will not be accepted. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. If you want to go to Hajj or Umrah, for what? La ilaha illallah, for the sake of Allah, because it's Allah's invitation. That's why anybody who go for Umrah or Hajj, what do they say? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mul la sharika laka. Everyone, male, female, young, old, president, driver, anyone, when you go to this holy land, you declare, Labbaik Allah, O Allah, I am here. I'm responding to your invitation to come to the holy land. Labbaik la sharika lak labbaik. The first thing I'm going to do, O Allah, free myself from shirk. Before I embark, before I move, yeah, take my journey, I make sure that I free myself from all type of shirk. If you wear a ring, you have some belief that this ring has special stone. This akik came from which country? Hidden in the cave, maybe. You found it, they said this one is belong to the jinn, king of the jinn. And now you control the jinn because of the ring. Yeah, you better throw that ring. But if you just want a ring, just as a ring, as a decoration, no problem. Yeah. You start to believe all this nonsense, free yourself from shirk. La sharika la. Innal hamda. Indeed, all praise. One ni'mata. All the bounties, the ni'mah you have given me. Laka. For you, came from you. And we are going to make use for you again, O Allah. Wal mulk. You are the owner. You, everything belongs to you. My life, my property, my family, everything that I have, you are the owner, O Allah. La sharika la. And I'm not going to have any partners. I'm not going to believe that I am the owner. No. You are the owner. Allahu Akbar. Look at the beautiful teaching of Islam. Everything must be guided by La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. When you do that, you have to go against the norm. What we are learning here, brother and sister, is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. What Allah said and what Prophet Muhammad sometime taught us. That's all. Similarly, said the Prophet Sa'ad, also continue, أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثال فالأمثال. Those most severely tried among the people are the prophets. Don't ever think that, oh, we are tested so difficult, no, I think we have more difficult time than the prophet. Don't ever think like that. The little test that Allah give it to you, suddenly you compare yourself with the prophet. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الزَّلِكِ. Then the best people, then the best. We know who is the best. The Prophet said, "Khairun nas qarni, thumma lazina yalunuhum, thumma lazina yalunahum." Hadith said, "Khairun nas." The other hadith, "Khairul qalun." The best time are the time where the people was with me, the companions. who will live with the Prophet, then the next generation, then the next. Since the Prophet's trials are hard, their rewards are greatly multiplied. It's fair. If Allah tests us more, He gives us more reward. It's so fair and it's so kind of Allah to give us extra reward because of the extra patience we have. You know? So the Prophet said again from Abu Sa'id, "Kama yudha'if lana al-ajr yudha'if alayna al-bala." Just as our Prophet rewards are multiplied, then our hardship are also multiplied. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Do you feel that, brother and sister, when you follow Quran and Sunnah, you feel there's a lot of challenges? Yeah? Do you believe in that, brother and sister? Yes. The trial may come from who? From who? From number one, family. Why? Because sometimes the husband is the one who learns, not the wife. Then the trial comes from your wife. Your wife can be your number one enemy. And sometimes the wife is the one who attends classes, not the husband. Then the first enemy, your husband. You are so beautiful before, and till now you are still beautiful, of course. Yeah. Then your husband before, he loved you because you are too beautiful. And you are so exposed, attract his attention. And suddenly you learn and learn and then started to cover. When you cover, he got shocked. What is happening to my wife now? She's going to another direction. I want her to be modern, be sexy again. I want to bring her to party. I want to dance with her. I want to exchange her with my friend. And I also dance with my friend's wife. And so, and now my wife comes with this kind of covering. Hijabi. What is this? I send her to London. My daughter, I send her to America. I send her to Australia to learn about dunya, to be a doctor, to be this. And they come home, hijabi. What is this? I didn't send you to the Arab world. Suddenly you come back with all this kind of dressing. It's a challenge, of course we know. But you are doing for the sake of Allah. You should be happy. Because you are following what Allah wants you to do. You belong to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. All of us came from Him and to Him we return. It's not easy, I know. People always say to me sometimes, "Ustaz, you have problem. You are a controversial person." I said, "I don't understand. What did I say that always create controversial?" Controversial is because I said what Allah said and what the Prophet said. Is that controversial for a Muslim? How can you say the saying of Allah is controversial? It's because the majority do not want to refer to Allah's book. It becomes controversial. It's not my fault. It's our fault. You choose not to follow. I choose to follow. There's a difference. I just quote the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, not opinion, not what the people said, what the Prophet said. And you say controversial again. And I ask you an evidence, show to me what I say is wrong. You say the scholars say this, the ulama. Astaghfirullah. I say what the Prophet said. So are you telling me that the scholar know better than Muhammad about religion? Are you telling me that following the scholar is better than follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If that is so, the saying of the Prophet, the book, the hadith, Bukhari, Muslim, we just have to throw it away. Why must we read? It's a waste of time. How can a Muslim, who only can be a Muslim when they said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah," but in reality, they reject Allah's word. They reject the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they put the saying, the opinion of people ahead of Allah's word. And Allah make it very clear in two ayah. Surah Hujurat, Surah Ahzab. I have quoted this ayah many times. Number one, Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayhillahi wa rasul wa taqullah innallaha sami'un alim. O you who believe in Allah, if you claim that you are a believer, you cannot put the saying, the opinion of anybody ahead of what Allah said and what the Prophet said. Adab, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They are the first for us to refer to. Another ayah, Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْقِيَرَةِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَا يَعْصِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. How true the words of Allah. It is not right at all for any believing man or woman, when Allah decides something for you, when the prophets have make it clear for you, you still come up with your opinion. I know, but when you say but, you are out. Allah said what? وَمَا يَأْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. If you choose not to follow what Allah have said and what the Prophet have shown us, you know what Allah said? وَمَا يَأْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. You have committed ma'asiyah. Asa, you commit a sin towards Allah. Are you telling Allah that the people know better than Allah? Decision made by human is better than what Allah decide for you. Human made law is better than Allah's divine law. Are you going to say this to Allah? You have problem. Are you telling me that your opinion is better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know better than Prophet Muhammad. Your zikr is better than the zikr of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the best zikr the Prophet taught us in the last 10 days of Ramadan? Allahumma innaka afun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Simple. That is the best. Islam is simple. You don't have a long one and make everybody confused. Can you recite? I can't, too long. No problem. You don't have to. I recite for you. You just pay me. Everything is being commercialized today. Na'uz billah. It's very bad. Just an example. Muhammad Rasulullah. وَمَا يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever disobey Allah, disobey the Prophet, Allah confirm فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. You have turned astray. Who said that you are astray, brother and sister? Allah said, not me. But today, when you follow the Quran and Sunnah, the Muslim said you are astray. Can you imagine? I don't understand. Can you understand this, brother and sister? You follow what Allah wants you to do, you follow the Prophet teaching, you have the followers of Muhammad today. Some who claim as scholars said you are wrong. Are you afraid of this comment? Are you afraid of that? Are you worried about what they say? Nothing to worry. Because why? Allah have warned us. He told us this will happen. There's nothing for us to be afraid. This is part of the trial. You just have to do what? Be firm, consistent and patient. You don't have to have confrontation. No need. You just do what you have to do, because at the end of the day, the one that is going to value your deeds, brother and sister, is not them. They are not going to reward you. The one who is going to reward is Allah. And you are going to die, going back to see Him. Don't, you are not going to see all these people. I don't think you like to see them again. They create so much problem to you in this world. You will see them no more. Khalal. Bye bye. I'm going to be another road. You go. You choose other road. I choose this road. I choose Sirat al-Mustaqim. You choose the other roads. What can I do? This is an example. Simple. Islam is so simple. Don't have to worry. The problem we worry, why, brother and sister? Yeah? Again, because of dunya. Oh, I have to take care of his heart. Oh, I have to take her heart, her feeling. Oh, my wife, your wife feeling is feeling. Remember, you eat all the makan-makan also have feeling. Yeah? Bread have feeling. Yeah? Drink have feelings. You know? But the mistake done where? Because you do not move together. When you learn together. When you want to marry a sister for the brother who are not married, make sure that that sister also is learning the same thing that you are learning, so that you have the same frequency. If not, you are going to clash. The first trial is the family. But I've seen, alhamdulillah, just start from one son or one daughter start to change. They went home. Family was surprised. Oh, everybody was talking. But because they have patience and they keep on talking to them, sharing the knowledge with them, and open up their mind, pray and pray. Alhamdulillah, one by one, in a few months, the whole family changed. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful. This woman, this girl, is really a special girl to the family. This is called Supergirl, who come and make changes in the family. We have cases, one brother. These are not from Middle East. They went to all the Western, yeah, or for the worldly academic, worldly knowledge. But when they came back, they changed. And then, you know, when they came back, suddenly the son, a young son, came back with beard. The father was shocked. What happened to my son? He looked older than me now. Look, my son, how old you are. Why must you keep this beard? The son have patience, Papa. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu want me to keep. Allah give me this beard. The thing that Allah and the Prophet want you to cut, you don't cut. There are certain hair, the Prophet said, trim. Shave, you don't throw, you keep like a jungle. Yeah. But the thing that Allah and the Prophet want you to keep, you don't want to keep. No prophet that Allah sent without a beard. Every single prophet. Just about the beard. More than 15 years ago, that was through my experience when I first became Muslim in 1968. Allah gave me this little beard until today. I keep, and I was shocked that the Muslim don't like. I say, this is from the Prophet, all companion, all Prophet, Moses, Jesus, Adam got beard. And they say, different, last time they don't have shaver. They don't have knife, you know, the sharpener. They don't have, you see, crazy people, there is no shaver. I just keep it to myself, anyhow, this is my face, man. I'm not talking about your face, this is my face. My face also, you have problem, man. So when they cannot say anything, they say, they sound, the elderly, meh. They make this sound. See, now the young people, you know, they want to look like a goat, like a sheep, you know. And that really made me very, very upset. You don't want to follow, it's up to you. I never comment about your look. But when I'm trying to follow the Prophet's Sunnah, and you say that I look like a goat. But now Allah give me some idea. Allah give me ilham. I didn't learn. It triggered me. Allah give me that. Alhamdulillah, as I'm a goat. Goat is halalan. It's a halal animal. You know, people can offer for qurban. Kita can do for akikah. Masha Allah. At least halal animal. You know. But those who don't want to keep beard, when Allah give that, they look like a pig. Now I'm very upset now. I see, so far I never find a pig that who have beard. All pig are clean shaved. Yeah. Now they get upset. Yeah. When they say I look like a goat, they think they are good, they are smart. Now I say they look like a pig, now they get upset. I feel so bad when Muslims make that comment. No, if you don't want to do anything about your face, it's your face. The only thing I can do, I keep on praying, one day you can keep beard. Now the boy, the brother came back with beard. Caught the parent by surprise. But alhamdulillah, they say, you are too extreme. Some of them call me, I think you have to talk to my son. I think my son is too extreme already. Alhamdulillah, because they are all English speaking, they say they don't want to talk to the Malay speaking. They want to talk, they say they are too localized. I said, you can talk to anybody. No, scholar is scholar. Alhamdulillah. When I talk to them, they ask me, what do you think? I said, there's nothing for me to think. If this is what the Prophet wants you to do, alhamdulillah. You just have to have more patience, brother. Don't force yourself. Don't tell your father. If you don't keep, haram. You know? You do haram thing. You commit sin. You know? Don't say this to your father. You know? You say, Father, no problem. I will pray for you. You don't have to worry. I just want to be close to Allah and the Prophet. Don't you like me to be a righteous son? You know, this thing happened to me when many years ago, there's one young brother, revert Chinese, young boy, about 20 over years old. Yeah. Then suddenly Allah gave him, subhanAllah, the beard is so beautiful, full face. It's very difficult for Chinese to have a full face beard. And Allah granted this young Chinese boy full faith. Allah, I was so envy to him. I always put some kind of thing here to make it grow. It didn't work. Now the parent was very upset. They are not upset when he choose to be a Muslim. They let it be. It's his choice. When he start to keep beard, they become a problem. And so happened, he's going to the Middle East to learn about this Islam. One day heard he's going to Middle East, double upset. They are worried that he'll come back, yeah, with explosive. And so they thought that everybody who go to the Arab country will become a terrorist. No, no, no. They are peace-loving people. So they call me to talk to the parent. The parent are prepared to talk to any Muslim. But this is the first time when I went to the parent and said, this is the first time we engage with Muslim. We never have any discussion, any connection to Muslim. This is the first time. Cut it short, they said, I don't want to talk a lot. I want to ask you, look at this picture. He showed the picture, his son before he became a Muslim and after Islam. Look at his. You see the difference? He's totally a different person. It's not right. I don't stop him from becoming a Muslim, but for him to change his look is not right. I said, you are not happy because of his look? How about his character? But alhamdulillah, this son who has been communicating with me, I said, be good, be kind, be helpful to your parent. The parent said, he is the best among the children. Good. His character okay? Okay. Good. What is not okay? Beard. Okay. You know Allah loves him so much. We are Chinese. You go back to China. You see Laozi, do you know Laozi? You know Confucius? Do you know all the Shaolin master? All have beard. all the master, the sifu, all have beard. You go to the Chinese temple, you see the idols, whatever that they believe, all have beard. Now they start to think, huh? They've overlooked. These are wise people. That's why they become Laozi. That's why they become Confucius. That's why they become Sifu. That's why they become master. Because these are wise people. God choose your son. In the future, your son become a very important person. Immediately they change. No? Wow. No more problem. But if I say, you know the Arabs, you know the Mujahideen, the Afghanistan, the Taliban, well, khalas, confirm, terrorists. But you link them with China because we are Chinese. Go back to China, look at the Chinese scholars, all got long beard. Don't underestimate this beard. There's some wisdom. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So for those who have the beard, just keep it. Those who don't have, pray, may Allah give you beard. It's a gift. Yeah. It's important, yeah, brothers. Following the sunnah is beautiful. But people will make comment, some trial, pressure. But just have patience, sabar, sabar. And do what you have to do, show good character. We don't want to have beard only, but we don't keep our beard clean, yeah, tidy. You must keep it clean, tidy. Yeah, you manage it nicely. You just do not want your outfit look like a pious person, but you don't have good character. When you speak, you know, the word that you use are all bad word, cursing word. Don't do that. You are rude. When you communicate with people, you are so judgmental, you are so hard on people. Don't do that. Because if you do that, you mispresent the sunnah. Then the sunnah is beautiful, but when you mispresent it, then people don't like all the good thing that the Prophet ﷺ is doing. May Allah forgive us and guide all of us, inshallah. Yeah. The beginning of the next chapter, 78, page 78, death of the prophets. The prophet died, yes. No human being lives eternally in this life. All humans die before going to the hereafter. Indeed, all of the prophets have died, from Adam to Isa. But then Isa was excluded. Yeah? Who was raised alive to the heaven, and Isa will come back near the end of time. And then he too will die, as every prophet and human die. Allah said, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشْرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ Afa'in mitta fahumul qalidun. We did not make any human before you, O Muhammad, eternal. So if you die, would they, the disbeliever, be eternal? They also will die. Allah said again, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَعِينَ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْ ala aqabikum wa man yanqalibu ala aqibai falan yadurullaha shay'a. Ali Imran verses 144. Muhammad is only a messenger. Indeed, many messengers have passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, would you then turn back on your heel as disbeliever? Oh, how can Muhammad, yeah, what is the miracle of Muhammad? It's like us, no, he died. No, when he died, call us no more. We don't have to follow his teaching. So you turn to be disbelieving again? No. Alhamdulillah, all the companion prophet, after the prophet passed away, their iman grow further, stronger. And they feel closer to the prophet Muhammad. Even the prophet is no more there with them, but the teaching of the prophet was close to their heart. And the saying of the Prophet Muhammad is always in their mind. Every time when they say something, Rasulullah said, Anytime when you do something, this is what Rasulullah wants us to do. Always they quote the saying of the Prophet, Allahu Akbar, it is really a blessing. This is what the non-Muslim was very upset in the beginning. But when Prophet Muhammad's last son, Ibrahim, passed away, the last son, last boy passed away, it made the pagan very, very happy, very, very glad. They say, khalas, Muhammad, yeah, his mission will end here, khalas, no more. Because nobody is going to inherit Muhammad's name anymore. People will just ignore him and forget him. That's why Allah revealed the verses, inna a'tayna kal kawthar, fasalli rabbika wanhar, inna shani akahul abtar. They thought that when the son of Prophet Muhammad passed, that means in the future generation nobody bear his name anymore. Because if you have a daughter, your daughter married with another guy, and they got children, your grandchildren, he will not link with you anymore, it link with your son-in-law. People will just easily forget Muhammad. But Allah's blessing, every Muslim remember him until today. Not only Muslim, people who hate him also remember him. People who don't like him so much also remember him, but from the negative way. But because of that, later on when they have the opportunity to understand the mission of Prophet Muhammad, the life history of Prophet Muhammad, they also become a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Like what happened in Denmark. Yeah. They attacked Muhammad. Muhammad is attacked. And he became a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. So don't worry, brother and sister. Allah in the Quran said, the believing man and the woman, لَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمْ. They have a very unique belief, feeling. They fear nobody. When people criticize them, condemn them, they don't run away. They just feel that this is normal. Why? Because if all the Prophet is being tested in that form, people said to Muhammad, what in the Quran said? People said Muhammad, Majnoon. Crazy. People don't say we are crazy yet. Not yet. Yeah. When they say you are crazy, confirm. The one who say you are crazy is crazy. You don't have to worry. The person who said that you are kufur, if you are Muslim, the kufur will go back to him. If a person said you are the munafiq and you know you are not munafiq, you don't worry. You don't say that you are munafiq. No, no, don't. You say you, yeah, dua kali lima lah, same. No, no. You just keep quiet and pray. Allah know who is a munafiq and who is not. No. Example, you must have that patience. Inshallah, we can overcome all the trial in this life. And if you still don't have enough patience, what should you do, brother and sister? If you still are a person very hard to control yourself, what should you do? Yeah? By then, the brother is saying fasting. The Prophet did say, but you don't want to fast. What you do? Oh, good. You can take a wudu to try to control your patient so that you don't think of that problem. You think of Allah. It is your problem a bit. But one of the fastest way. Yeah? No. Do you want to know do you think it's good for you to know? Very easy. Allah Rabbul Alamin said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kunu ma'as sadiqin. Be among the righteous people. If you are always with the cursor, you become a cursor. If you are always with a group of people who like to be very judgmental, you become judgmental. So get close to the righteous people who always remind you about Allah and the teaching of the Prophet. That helps you very fast. Your environment helps you. Yeah. I know, because I mix around with all type of people. Yeah. When I mix with some people who just talk politics from the minute I was there until the end, and of course when people just talk, you just listen. Yeah. Don't participate. Listen, try to understand why, yeah, they have their mindset and yeah, they are judging people. But when we are together with the righteous people, do we waste time talking about people? No. We just want to know what Allah wants me to do, I want to do. What the Prophet loved me to do, I want to do, that's all. And you move on. You are angry, of course. Who is not angry? When people challenge you, you're angry. When people say something bad about you, you're angry. But how to solve your anger? You get close to the righteous people. Share your feeling, they will show you the way out. But you don't go to the people who are angry like you. Then they put double fire to you. They will say, yes, these people memang gitu. They are the number one shaitan. Oh, then you become very happy. That's why I dare not say they are shaitan, but when you say shaitan, I agree. Oh, selamat. And this is where they put more. Yeah, more about kerosene. May Allah protect us, brothers and sisters. If Allah will, today I was informed that there are some people who want to join Islam, to become Muslim in a good manner. I don't know whether they are here or not. They are here now. Good. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Good. Yeah. So before we move to there, then if there's two questions, we are open for Q&A. Two questions only. Pass the mic, please.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. I actually have two questions.
You have two questions. Can you make it one first?
Sure, okay. About zakat. About zakat you mentioned earlier. Is it okay to, instead of giving it yourself, to give it to Baitul Mal, and then use the receipt to claim it from your tax? What is your personal view on that?
Yeah, in this country, we have that privilege. They say that if you give zakat to the Baitul Mal, they'll give you a receipt and you can claim income tax from there. Yeah? Privilege given by the government. Yeah? Because the government want to collect zakat. So they give you this privilege. Of course, if you do that, Allah is testing you. Are you doing this to escape from the tax? Yeah? Or you're doing just because of dunya? Or you're doing for Allah? In the Middle East government don't collect zakat. Because it is a big responsibility. Zakat collector should act like a transit. Everything come in and they must disperse and distribute before the end of next year, so that the new year zakat is going to come in. It's not for them to keep. For the amir, they have one portion already. They can get, if they collected 10 or 80 million, 10 million belong to the amir for the staff and everything. The rest, it should be shared with those asnaf. I was informed by one of the Menteri Besar, yeah, they were very upset about Baitul Mal. In the statement, they declared they collected 100 over million. But a lot of people are suffering. I asked them, what are they doing? Oh, they have a lot of saving. They keep it, they do investment. He was very upset. He brought this matter to the Sultan. So it's up to the Sultan's wisdom to solve this problem. Yeah. And this is what he told me. Yeah. So I would say, it's really a test. Do you do for the sake of dunya, or you do for the sake of Allah? According to the teaching, so whatever you give, what the right hand gives, the left hand knows not. You don't expect anything in return. Now you're expecting something to come back to you. Yeah, that means that intention is not good at all. Sorry, last one to the brother.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam.
The question is, can Muslims be superheroes, and what would their superpower be? You mentioned about superheroes in...
Allahu Akbar. Today we are talking about super. Last time when I first became Muslim, you know, I sell one kind of soup, super soup. You know? I put a lot of herbs inside the soup, and it tastes good, mashallah. Yeah. Now this word super is just a word. Yeah? And then people start to do a lot of things from this word. Now you have what? Supermarket. Yeah, you have supermarket? Yes. Yeah. Everywhere super now. Yeah. But anyhow, the word super have no value. In Islam, when you talk about something extra, the Muslim is always ahead of anybody. Look, even it's been claimed by the not yet Muslim in the West, they say, when Ramadan, look at the Muslim, they are so kind, super kind. Super helpful, yeah. Super pious, super peaceful. See, they keep on praying at night. You don't see this kind of thing happening in any other group of people. Every single night in Ramadan, look into the mosque, you see Muslim worshipping Allah, prostrating to Allah by thousand, by million. In the Middle East, is packed. Allahu Akbar. They are super good people. But don't believe in like the Superman kind of super. No. They don't fly anywhere. It's just movie. Yeah, movie is movie. And then all the Superman died already. Yeah, they also suffer and then die. Call us, no more. So when the first Superman died, they had to create another Superman again. So new Superman. It's like the 007 James Bond. They have to come up with new James Bond, because they are not eternal, they are not super. Yeah. So don't worry about the word. Yeah. We can be a superboy, you just wear a superboy shirt and become superboy. It's just a name. Yeah. But the real super is talking about the believer. Super good. Yeah, super helpful, super believe, you know, and this is the super one. Yeah, this is what we talk about when we talk about the super. Yeah. After having all the super, we don't miss our supper. Yeah. We don't miss our sahur, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, last question for the sisters. No question, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us, may Allah guide us, may Allah accept our siyam, and may Allah accept our qiyam and our sadaqah. Before we go to the revolution, number one, I'd like to remind all the good brothers and sisters who have been supporting us. Our event yesterday was a very successful one. Yeah, and we thank all the volunteers who have been with us from few months ago. They were been talking, discussing, planning, and Allah make it so good that we have finished the event yesterday. Until the end, they were here until midnight, because normally the team, after they finished what they have to do, we will have a closing ceremony. Yeah, a briefing, a post-mortem, yeah, to look into how can we improve, yeah, our volunteerism in the future. Because we want the spirit to grow, you know. So alhamdulillah, we'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters and those who have been kind to us, who entrust us. We have at least, according to the list, we have about 300 over people, yeah, but 200 over arrived last night. Some was late, so some is going to come back to see us later on. And whatever we have, we are going to do two more exercise, going out, reaching out now. One we invite, then the two extra exercise is reaching out. It will be done, inshallah, on the 20th, on the 22nd, in Klang Valley. I think on the 21st, we also have some activities to reach out to Penang, inshallah. We have even sent some to Macedonia to help the reverts there. We have sent even to Cambodia to help the reverts and the poor and needies. We do what we can, inshallah. May Allah accept all our good deeds. Brother Abdul Wajid, who also contribute some gift yesterday, sarong and some clothes material for the poor and needy. May Allah reward him too, inshallah. And those who also prepare the iftar for us, may Allah reward all of them, inshallah. So brothers, if we end here first, then we move, please hold on, because we have two sisters who's going to make the revision today. Let us give them the moral support. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We try to move the green the next class. Okay. Is there in the office? Okay.
I think that's the name of the
Somebody else.